Sports now on ESPN Radio 850 and 900.
Good afternoon. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. The Masters finally have a champion. Adam Scott becomes the first Australian to ever take the green jacket, winning in Augusta on Sunday. Scott beat Angel Cabrera in the second playoff hole after sinking a 12-foot putt. Scott says he needed some pressure-packed putts to win.
You should never count your chickens, but that was the putt. You know, we've seen so many guys make it to win, and that was what I thought. It's time for me to step up and see how much I want this, and to make a couple putts to win the Masters tournament is just an amazing feeling.
Marion Golf Club hosts the U.S. Open on June 13th. And over to some Major League Baseball, the Miami Marlins are now 2-10 in the season after losing to the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. The Tampa Bay Rays fall to the Boston Red Sox 5-0 and are now 4-7. Rays manager Joe Maddon says Boston's Clay Buchholz had a great pitching game against the Rays.
He had good stuff. I mean, we were punching out a lot the first time through the batting order, I think six times through the first time through, and that was not a good sign. He normally pitches well against us, and I know he's off to a good start, so that was a little bit concerning.
The last game of the series is underway right now. The score is currently tied 1-1 at the top of the fifth. Switching over to some orange and blue, the Gator baseball team improves to 19-18 in the season after defeating South Carolina 14-5 on Saturday. The Gators completed their first weekend sweep of the season. Florida head coach Kevin O'Sullivan says outfielder Justin Schaefer kept the team in the game.
We kind of did that against Florida State on Tuesday. We kind of put him in a DH spot, and he was kind of our bridge guy to the end of the, you know, to the last, you know, three innings or so. And he did a nice job at Florida State and did a really nice job today. It's nice to have a guy with experience that throws strikes that you know is going to come in and kind of settle things down.
Next, the Gators travel to Fort Myers on Tuesday to play FGCU. More sports scene with Steve Russell coming up for ESPN Radio 850-900. I'm Kelly Eichhorn.
Mike and Mike in the morning.